Hi, welcome to another inspirational message recorded live at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Well, worship team, you done wrecked me when you sang that song, Ready the Armies. I believe My God. May we have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church tonight in this place, in Jesus' name. Lord, help me tonight. Joshua made the sun stand still. I need the Lord to stop time tonight because I got a lot I want to share with you. I hope you've come expecting. I hope you've come to be encouraged and edified in the body of Christ tonight. I want to take a moment before I forget to give honor to Pastor Alex and Pastor Naomi. Thank you so much for, again, the opportunity to grace this pulpit and minister to the flock. I want to give honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For he said that he gave some to be apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He said for the equipping of the saints for ministry and for the edification of the body of Christ. I don't take my position in the body of Christ for granted. I serve God and I serve you. I serve the men of God of this house, and I pray in Jesus' name that what I'm going to share with you. Man, this last couple of messages I preached, boy, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit has grabbed a hold of me and I just wanted him to let me go because I couldn't take it anymore. Man, God's got something in store for all of us. God has something great that he wants to do in and through us. So I pray that tonight that you bear with me and that you listen, receive the word of God. In his final letter, in his last words to Timothy, the Apostle Paul, he writes this letter to Timothy. And he does it to strengthen him, to encourage him to be courageous. He writes to young Timothy to remind him of the call of God that is placed upon his life and what God wants to do in and through him. He writes this letter to encourage and strengthen him to be loyal and faithful through some dark times. And so tonight, we're going to look at a bunch of different scriptures. I got like a whole list of scriptures to go through, and I'm just believing God we're going to be able to get through them because we need them all. 2 Timothy 2 and 3 says this. When he writes to, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3, he writes him and he says this. He says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Tonight, church, I'm here to deliver a message and to tell you what a good soldier of Jesus Christ looks like. Ready the armies. We're talking about the army of the living God tonight. You see, a good soldier of Jesus Christ is one who suffers and endures hardship. He's one that does not stay behind, nor does he withdraw from the battle. Paul told Timothy to endure hardness or hardship. Now I'm going to say this Greek word. I'm going to butcher it, but it's sun kakopatheo. And it's one Greek word, but it's really three Greek words that's compounded into one. And it doesn't just mean to suffer or to endure, but what it carries with it is the meaning of suffering or enduring with somebody. You see, a good soldier of Jesus Christ is somebody that is willing to suffer and endure whatever comes their way with somebody else. It's not somebody that when times get difficult, they begin to shrink back and fall away and abandon their post. Can I get an amen in this place tonight? A good soldier of Jesus Christ, he stands, he endures, and he fights. And he's not a lone ranger. He doesn't stand by himself, but he's in unity with the army. Amen? Paul told Timothy in his letter, he told him, he said, don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, nor me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings of the gospel of Christ. Share with me. In other words, just because you see that I'm in chains for the cause of Christ, don't let it scare you and don't let it withdraw you. But understand that as we in the body of Christ, as we fight this good fight of faith, he said that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But a good soldier of Jesus Christ stands, and he doesn't stand alone. He doesn't abandon, but he stands with his fellow soldiers. A good soldier of Jesus Christ doesn't neglect his duty. Now I'm going to throw out some military stuff. I have no military background at all. I don't even feel qualified to talk about this stuff, but I'm just going to deliver what the Holy Spirit gave to me. So if in sharing some of this stuff, if I by no means am I trying to be disrespectful to anybody that has served in the military. But a soldier does not neglect his duty. A soldier's duty would include things like training. You see, when we think about a soldier in an army, first our minds automatically go to like PT, like physical training. Think about how they get up early and they're running and they're doing push-ups and all of this stuff physical. But you see, their training to be a soldier wasn't just physical stuff. You see, they had to learn. And they had to learn what it was, what are the fundamentals of being a soldier. What is it to be a soldier? What does that mean? What does that look like? They had to learn the values of it. They had to learn about traditions and history with being a soldier. But we in the army of the living God, amen? 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says this. You guys got to be fast tonight. Second Timothy 2:15. They're giving me the. Okay. There's grace for you guys. Bear with me here. Anybody know what 2 Timothy 2:15 says? Just kidding. Be diligent to present yourself approved of God, a worker need not being ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Other translations would say this. It says, study to show yourself approved. You see, a good soldier in the army of God is one who is training, who is willing to study the word of God. Hebrews, I hope you guys have this one. Hebrews 5, 12 and 13. Y'all are shaking your head. Y'all are fired tonight. Lord, help them in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way. Hebrews chapter 5, 12 and 13, it says this. It says that by now you ought to be teachers, but you have need now of somebody else to share with you the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have need of milk. You should be eating solid food, but now you're in need of milk. And he said that they that partake only of milk are unskilled in the word of righteousness. Okay, you see, if we're a soldier in the army of the living God and we're not willing to train, if we're not really willing to study and show ourselves approved, we become like those Hebrew Christians. You see, the writer of Hebrews is writing to them, and what they're considering is withdrawing from the battle. They're considering reverting back to the old ways. And why? Because they were not trained. They did not go past being saved. They did not go on to learn the deep things of God to continue growing. All they did was just show up for the first part or the first session of training. But a good soldier in the army of the living God, a good soldier of Jesus Christ is one who is willing to go through the training. We cannot let our Bible sit there and collect dust, church. Oh, God, I pray that you hear me tonight in Jesus' name. But we got to take it and we got to open that baby up and we got to pray and we got to seek the face of God. I need wisdom. I need knowledge. I need understanding. I need application. I need revelation. I need illumination. I need that word hit in my heart that I might not sin against him. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is one who is willing to go through the training. Oh, God, help me tonight. Help me tonight, Jesus. A good soldier does not neglect his duty. soldier's duty would be to patrol, to stand guard, and to keep watch. Ephesians 6 and 18. I get the heads up on that one. All right. Ephesians 6 and 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is somebody that watches, somebody that is prayerful, somebody that stands on the wall, somebody that is sensitive to the Spirit of God. And when God gives them a dream, gives them a vision, gives them a scripture, they're willing to go to war for that. If you get a dream in the midnight hour and God's showing you something, it's not there for you to just, oh, la, la, la. It's there for you to do something with it. You got to pray. You got to affect the kingdom of God. You got to begin to go and destroy the enemy's camp, what the enemy wants to do. God has put in you to be able to foil the plans of the enemy. Don't abandon your post, but patrol, keep guard, stand watch, and pray. Don't become lethargic. Don't just come and stand and say prayers of just words and words and words and words, but no, get the word of God inside of you. The Bible says that the angels of heaven, they hearken unto the voice of his word. As you begin to declare the word of God, heaven begins to respond. As you begin to preach and teach the word of God, heaven begins to respond. The Spirit of God begins to accompany the word of God with power. And things begin to happen. A good soldier of Jesus Christ does not refuse or neglect his duty. You see, the soldiers, one of their responsibilities or duties was to search and rescue. Somebody's bound up. Somebody's in captivity. Can you guys put up Acts 13, 6 through 12? Can we get a... Here we go. Now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. Look at it. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who also was called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Somebody say, search and rescue. There are people out there. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is willing to go into the dark places. He is willing to go. You see, the Apostle Paul, my God, the Apostle Paul was going. This guy is seeking. He's crying out. He's basically wanting to hear the word of the Lord. But the enemy stood there to try to keep him from receiving what God had purposed for his life. But there was a soldier by the name of Paul that was full of the Holy Spirit that did not back down. He was not fearful, but he stood there in the boldness of the living God, and he began to speak, and he began to operate in the authority of God and executed judgment upon that devil. And guess what happened? As a result, the search became a rescue, and he got saved and believed in the Lord. A good soldier of Jesus Christ doesn't neglect his duty. A good soldier of Jesus Christ does not refuse to carry his load. Hear me, church. You see, a soldier, they would have a lot of equipment. Sometimes anywhere from 50 to over 100 pounds of stuff that they would have on top of them and carry. And one of the things that they would have was they would have a helmet. They would have sometimes body armor. And these things speak of protection. Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody say rhema. What is your protection as a good soldier of Jesus Christ? What is going to keep you safe and from unseen harm and danger? It is your faith. How does faith come? It comes by rhema. It doesn't come by just listening to somebody just read the word of God and they're getting bored and you're just hearing a sound. But you see, faith comes by hearing, by the word of God coming alive. It is quickened to your spirit. It becomes awakened. Like it's when you're reading the Bible and all of a sudden the words start dancing on the pages and you're like, whoo, never seen that before. And it's powerful because revelation becomes an extremely powerful weapon because it belongs to you. When God gives you revelation, that's yours. It ain't nothing anybody can say, do, or even think. I'm putting that in my pocket and you can't get it. Belongs to me. How are we going to be protected? Through dark times, our faith. How is it that we know that God's got us? Because I got a revelation of his love. I got a revelation that he is the King of all kings. He is the Lord God Almighty. What's going to keep us protected? A good soldier of Jesus Christ is one that knows his armor. David said, I can't wear this. I can't wear that. But I remember. He knew he had a revelation, an experience with God. Knew God had his back and that he was in good hands. Not with all state, but with Almighty God. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is one that does not refuse to carry his load. A soldier would carry his weapon, and he would carry ammunition. A weapon without no ammunition, you're in trouble. Like a sitting duck. Ephesians 6:17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Look at somebody and tell them, rhema. You see, a good soldier of Jesus Christ knows his weapon. I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but the mighty through God. You see, I've got a sword, but that sword is the word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and it speaks of the revealed, the illuminated, the opened up and quickened alive word of God. You see, it speaks of it being double-ended. You see, the word, it comes in, and it comes to me, and then I begin to speak it out. You speak the word. To me, Rodney, the Holy Spirit opens it up and he quickens it to make me see and get revelation. And I receive it. And next thing you know, I begin to declare it. And when I begin to declare, preach, and teach the word of God with revelation, that's when it becomes dangerous. A good soldier of Jesus Christ knows his weapon. He carries his weapon and the ammunition. A good soldier of Jesus Christ does not refuse to carry his load. A soldier would also have food and water. Luke 4:4. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not eat by bread alone, but by every word of God. Look to your neighbor and say, rhema. What is your life? What is your sustenance? It is the revealed, alive, and quickened word of God. That is what keeps you. I don't need to just hear it. Holy Spirit, I need it to come alive. I need revelation. You see, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, I got to carry my own load. In other words, I can't depend. It is not your responsibility, Rodney, for my relationship with Christ. It is not your responsibility to carry my relationship with Christ. This is my responsibility. I've got to seek him. I've got to wake up in the morning and I got to talk to him. And I got to pour my heart out and I got to seek his face and I got to worship him and I got to praise him. And I got to walk with him. A good soldier of Jesus Christ, that's what he does. He carries his own load. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. It's our responsibility. A good soldier of Jesus Christ does not deny the cause. A soldier is fully aware that there's a war going on and they see the need to stand and fight. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is like little old King David. Can we put up 1 Samuel 17:27? Through 29, and the people answered him and said in this manner, saying, so shall it be for the man who kills him. Now Eliab's oldest brother heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he said, why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? Are you kidding me? He's sitting there and he's seeing the Philistines on one side, the army of God on this side, and here is this Goliath standing there defying the armies of the living God. In other words, the threats of this devil is standing there immobilizing the army of God so that they cannot advance. But a good soldier of Jesus Christ is like David. And he knows that there is a reason for me to be in this war. There is a reason for me to fight. And a good soldier of Jesus Christ readies himself, readies with the army, and begins to move forward. David should have never had to go out by himself. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is someone who is not only aware, but is willing to sacrifice all that he is and has for the cause. We know our military, we know our veterans, man, some of them have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. We know Christ and we know what he has done and given his life for us. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is one who is willing to give all he is and has for the cause. Acts 20, 22 to 24. I'm sweating like I stole something up here today. And see, now I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there. Except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is willing to lay it all down on the line for him. 2 Timothy 2 and 10 goes along with it. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. I got to stand in this fight. I've got to continue to endure. Why? Because there's others that are being affected by it. The Apostle Paul was willing to go through hell in his life. You ever truly look through the life in the journeys of Paul, you will discover that this man went through some stuff. And then he says it right there on the last recorded words that we have of him in the Bible. And he says that he endured all things for the sake of the elect. He gave it all for the church, for Christ. Amen? 2 Timothy 2 and 4. I have lost track of time. Lord, help me tonight. Pastor Alex, if you're watching, be merciful. Says this, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. And I'm just going to stop right there. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is someone that does not get entangled or caught up in everyday living. Yes, we have responsibilities. You've got to be a husband. You've got to be a wife. You've got to be a mother and a father. And you've got responsibilities to meet the needs of your family. But a good soldier of Jesus Christ, his purpose is not to seek after earthly possessions or the riches of this world. I am not aspiring to obtain all that this so-called glorious world has to offer. Oh no. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is one that is bent on not his own will, but the will of the one that enlisted him. Amen? His main focus is not upon this life, but it is on the life to come. His purpose is to focus upon the campaign of Christ and to carrying forth the message of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Colossians 3, 2 and 3 says this. It says, set your mind on things above and not things on the earth. Set your mind on. What that carries with it is focus. And you know what's beautiful about it, man, is when you look at it in the Greek, it's in the present tense. It's in the imperative mood. And so what that speaks of a continuous action. It's not just something that happens one time. I've got to keep my mind and my focus on the kingdom of God and the things that carry eternal value and worth. I got to do it today, but guess what? I got to do it tomorrow. I got to do it in the morning, but I also got to do it in the evening. A good soldier of Jesus Christ, that's where his focus is. 1 John 2, 15 and 16 says this. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And then it goes on. And it talks about how all of those things were going to pass away. Why seek after and try to attain all of those things when they're going to quickly pass away? But he said that he that does the will of the Father will remain. A good soldier of Jesus Christ has his priorities right. Amen? Oh, I'm just preaching to the preacher. Amen? The Holy Spirit just knows just what you need. You know, the enemy knows how to come against you and try to stop you in what you're doing for God. And the Holy Spirit will give you a word. He'll quicken a message to you, boy. And then you're down. You find yourself in the prayer room on the floor and you're snotting up the carpet. Having a good old time with the Holy Ghost. Being strengthened and quickened. You went in like that defeated army, the dry bones. You come out like an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. Because that's for another day. Hallelujah. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is one who is loyal and committed to his commander in chief. Matthew 7 and 21 says this. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And then 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4 says this. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. A good soldier of Jesus Christ knows and lives to be loyal, committed, and faithful to the one who has enlisted him as a soldier in his army. Can I get an amen? We're coming down to a close. 2 Timothy 2 and 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. A good soldier of Jesus Christ does not stand. He does not fight. He does not endure in his own strength. A good soldier of Jesus Christ realizes just how frail and incapable of accomplishing anything without the grace of God. Paul, who was a man that walked a road, that did great and mighty things in the kingdom of God, says that to his young Timothy, somebody that is the most precious, apart from maybe Christ, in his life, tells him to be strong in the grace of God. When we think of the grace of God, it's not just God's unmerited favor. Well, that's it. But when we talk about the grace of God, we're talking about the divine enablement of God to carry out and fulfill the purposes of God. You don't believe me? Look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. And this is my last scripture for you tonight. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. In other words, my identity, my new residence, all that I am has come how? By the grace of God. And then he says this, and he said, and his grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. Not only did the grace of God give him a new identity and a new life, but the grace of God on the inside of him began to strengthen him to carry out missionary trips, starting churches, returning after they persecuted and tried to stone him, writing letters to all of the churches to build them up and to notify them of heresies and to speak truth to them, to encourage their young sons in the faith, Timothy, to stand strong in the face of opposition. And I forgot something in my message, and the Holy Spirit just highlighted it. Thank you. When a good soldier, Jesus Christ, when they go on the search and rescue mission, right? When they were training, one of their trainings in military is night training. They got to be able to navigate through the dark. So we know when they were on a search and rescue mission, they would put on those night vision goggles. And I'm using goggles because I'm not in the military. There might be a specific word for it. Please bear with me. And they would put it on, and what they would be able to do is they would be able to see clearly in the night. And they were able to navigate through the dark to find out, one, where the enemy was, two, where the person that they were coming to rescue was at. And they were able to put together a plan and execute it with absolute precision and rescue him and bring him out of bondage into the place of safety. You see, a good soldier of Jesus Christ is one that is this, that you cannot be afraid of the dark. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, don't be afraid of the dark. And that's what Paul was telling Timothy, because the times were dark. The times were going to get darker. He said perilous times will come. There's going to be a time when the body of Christ won't even endure sound doctrine. The enemy's going to rage. All we got to do is turn on the news, and we see that things are starting to get darker and darker and darker. But body of Christ, sons of the living God, hear me tonight. Don't be afraid of the dark times. You can navigate through dark times as you stay in the Spirit, as you stay close to God, as you stand with your soldiers in the army of God, and the Holy Spirit will give you discernment. He will give you courage. He will give you wisdom, and you will be able to foil every plan of the enemy. All you got to do is just, Holy Spirit, put on my night vision goggles. I've got an assignment for the living God. I've got to teach. I've got to preach. I got to pray. I got to evangelize. I got to minister to somebody. I got to fast. I got to worship. I've got an assignment. I got to go into this secular job where everybody's a demon. But I got to see clearly with spiritual vision, because I got to see that it's they're not a devil, but there's a devil influence in them. And I got to be able to know exactly what's in operation. Holy Spirit, I need you to manifest the gift of the discerning of spirits so that I can hit bullseye. I can address that thing, command it to come out. I'm on a search and rescue mission. Come on, tonight, stand to your feet in this house. Stand to your feet. I don't care if you're 15 years old or you're 75. If you have received Christ, you are in the army of the living God. And tonight is a call to arms. The enemy has an army. They are organized. They have a plan. They have a purpose, and they are trying to execute it. We must awaken out of our sleep and out of our slumber. We must arise in the power and the grace of God. We must know. The man of God said, he said that we have been entrusted with the word of reconciliation. That God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. You have been given so much. There is so much on the inside of you. You've got your load that you're carrying. You've got your duties and your responsibilities. You're standing strong in the grace of God. You are on a search and rescue mission, and everything that God has purposed for your life, it shall come to fruition in the name of Jesus. I am here not only to quicken you. I'm here not only tonight to strengthen you to rise up, but I'm here to give notice to principalities and powers, every foul and wicked demon that seeks to stand and thwart the plan of God and to try to turn away from those people that are crying out for God, to try to turn them away from the faith. We give you notice now in the name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit of homosexuality now in the name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit of witchcraft and rebellion. I even speak to the spirit of fear, the spirit of intimidation now, and I bind you in the name of Jesus. I arrest you like Paul. He said, oh, full of all deceit, you enemy of righteousness, every Goliath spirit that stands to paralyze and immobilize the army of God, I uproot you now in the name of Jesus. Be thou bound and rendered inoperable in the name of Jesus. Now I pray, Father, for every man, woman, and child that is in this place tonight. I pray for Rhema. God, I beseech thee for your word to come alive in the lives of everyone here. When your word comes alive, Father, that's when we truly begin to know you. We begin to experience you. We begin to be equipped. So I pray that as we are all to carry our own load, that our relationship, if we have left our first love, that we would be restored. If you are here tonight, and you have fallen off, maybe you were even considering withdrawing from the battle, I want to tell you that you must not do it. You cannot leave. You cannot leave the front line. And I pray for strength and stamina right now in the name of Jesus. For those, Father, that are standing in fear, they're fearful, Father, to even share the word of God. I pray for a holy boldness upon each and every one, Father, that whether we're in Walmart and we see that woman that is, man, she is angry and depressed and miserable every time we see her, and she looks intimidating. I pray that, Father, the holy boldness would come upon us, Father, to declare the truth and to speak into her life and to tell her that life was not intended for you to experience it, but God Almighty loves you and you can be free. In Jesus' name, I pray for a unity in the body of Christ. I pray, Father, that we would all stand united. We're united by one spirit, by one faith, and that we would stand strong, that we would be linked together, and that we would march in unison, taking ground for the kingdom of God. For we are your soldiers. Soldiers. And when the times get difficult, Paul was thrown in prison on more than one occasion for the cause of Christ. And if it be that the day's coming, Father, for speaking your word and standing up for righteousness and truth would cause us to be incarcerated or would cause us to be persecuted or ridiculed, well, so be it, Father. So be it that your name would be glorified. But in that, I pray for the grace of God. I pray for strength to stand and not to back down, that we would follow the words of the Apostle Paul when he told Timothy to endure hardship and hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that tonight in Jesus' name, as your word has come forth, that it would not have fallen on deaf ears, that we would not just be a hearer only, but we would be a doer. And that we would leave out of this place with a fresh fire and a fresh zeal, Father, to march forward and to take territory. I thank you for these people that are here tonight, Father. I thank you for the call of God upon their lives and what you want to do in and through them. Some you have called to be apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Some you've called to be intercessors. Some, Father, you've called to be laymen, Father. Whatever it is, Father, that you have purposed for their life, let them go forth in fire, fire, passion, and zeal for you, Father. We thank you. We raise our hands in surrender to our commander-in-chief. You have enlisted us in your army, Father, and we aim every day to please you. We glorify you in this place. We thank you. And as we depart this evening, I even pray for those even watching online right now in Jesus' name. Be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not quit, but stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Get connected. If you're not in a church, get connected. Connect to the army so that you can be equipped, so that you can be ready, so that you can fight. We bless and we honor you tonight, Father, as we depart from this place. Let your peace go with us. Your traveling mercies be upon us, Father. We look forward to being back with you again tomorrow morning, Father, with a great expectancy, Father, to come and to worship you and to celebrate you, because you are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. You've never lost a battle and you never will, Father. You are the undefeated, the champion of heaven and earth, our King, the righteous one, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You are Almighty God, El Shaddai, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor in this place, in no other name but in Christ's name. Come on, somebody tonight in closing, give a shout of hallelujah. Be blessed, and we'll see you in the morning.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.